You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on with my good friend Adam Lipkin. Adam just came back. He was upstairs lobbying Congress for really important stuff, and now he's back here to help us understand what PACE financing is and how it applies to commercial real estate. And listen close, because this is a way for you to save money. A lot of people are doing it on their house. We're going to talk about how you can do it in your office, apartment, shopping center, all kinds of commercial real estate. Adam, welcome to the show. And do I get to call you the CPAC guy? Am I the CPACE guy? Am I the first guy to do that?
You are unfortunately not the first guy, but you are the best guy. You're my favorite guy, Jim. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's a real honor to be here. I've been following you for a while, so this is great to see it live and be part of where the magic happens.
Hey, it's my pleasure, and here we are. We are in the Magic City. Thanks for giving me the line. I just had to hit it out of the park.
Ta-da.
So thank you, Wanda. Oh, you're the best. We've got to get Fluffy on the radio. She doesn't talk, though, does she?
He does. He only talks when you knock
on the door.
Yeah,
on the door. Yeah,
I'm not allowed
to knock on the door. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on here. First of all, why don't you define what PACE is and tell us a little bit about it before we get into how it applies to commercial real estate?
Absolutely. So PACE stands for Property Assessed Clean Energy. And I'm going to talk to the folks in government and see if we get it renamed to Property Assessed CapEx, because that's really how we should be looking at it right now.
And CapEx means what?
So capital expenditures, right? So let's give you a little background. So PACE is the fastest growing type of financing option in the U.S. today that most of your listeners have probably not heard of yet. So let me tell you a little bit about it and why it's so exciting and why you should pay attention to it. PACE is going to be available to help make your buildings more resilient and more energy efficient. It's going to cover your high-impact windows, your LED lighting, your efficient HVAC units, roof, and a ton of other items. So anybody buying an office that needs to do a value add, put in some work to make it a little bit more relevant, more resilient, same with the shopping center, same with the apartment building, this is going to be a program that you want to pay attention to.
Now, will it work for new construction?
So it will work for new construction, and that's what we're getting a lot of requests for. Big issue right now, Dave, is like, how do you get equity to close that gap of where the lenders are in their construction loan and where you need to be? What we're seeing possible now with PACE is to bridge that gap with anywhere from 10 to upwards of 20% of that capital stack, reducing your equity raise.
Oh, now I'm excited. I lean forward in my chair.
That's what I was hoping for.
I'm going to ask a question that I don't want anybody to hear the answer to. So Wanda, shut the frequency off. I guess we can't do that. I'm not going to ask the question. I'm going to do it off the air.
Okay.
So you could do apartments like this?
Absolutely.
All kinds of different property types?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I guessed my question, but I just mouthed myself. But I wasn't. Oh, yeah. We're going to have people. What is your phone number, Adam? They need to call you now.
Yeah, seriously. We're gonna talk about that in a second. But for now, you should know that this is going to be the fastest growing type of financing over the next few years. And you will hear about this everywhere.
I'm hearing about it here first. This is great.
It is incredible.
So let's make believe I just bought an office building like the one we're sitting in, which just traded last year.
Perfect.
And they're redoing all of the grounds. I guess that's not really. Wait a minute. If you do your grounds and it's, what's the word, zero graphic or something? Zero, with it doesn't need a lot of water.
Right.
So that helps.
So here's what's so interesting. And, you know, PACE is approved now in 33 states. The way PACE works, it's a public-private venture. It's all privately funded, and the group I'm with is part of Hannon Armstrong, which is the largest green energy REIT in the country, investment grade, trade on the New York Public Stock Exchange, ticker HASI, okay? So we're having the funds that we're going to provide, but the public component of this is through this voluntary tax assessment by which gets paid annually on your property tax bill. So that was a lot.
Well, hold on. I want to buy stock in HASI. The heck with all that. I'm going back to what the stock ticker is. And we're going to do like a real 880 show here for a second. No, but seriously. So go through that slower now. I just bought an office building. I put a first mortgage on it with, I'll make it up, Bank of America.
Right.
And I got 50% because they're real aggressive right now. And I really wanted like 75%.
Sure.
And I've got probably 25% of the, I bought it for $10 million. I'm going to put $2.5 million of improvements in, new HVAC, new interior stuff, maybe some new water systems inside and out. I'm going to harden the windows.
Yeah.
So some of that I could charge through and do your financing, and some of it like carpeting, maybe not, right?
You got it. And let's go through that example. That was a perfect one you just gave.
So high five.
High five. Air 5. So let's say you typically are going to get 70%, if you're lucky these days, for your type of bridge loan to buy the office and do the value-add plan. Well, you still got to raise 30% of that equity, right? So let's say your total plan is $20 million. Let's say that you're going to buy the building for $17 million and you're going to put $3 million into the CapEx program, okay? So let's say you got that loan from B of A, and let's say the most that you're getting is 70%. So that's $14 million on the $20 million, which means you have to raise $6 million. What I could potentially do through the PACE program is qualify those capital expenditures that would be related to any energy efficiency or resiliency. So we're talking about those impact windows you mentioned. We're talking about that efficient elevator, the LED lighting, and so much more.
Let me ask you the real question. Does the bank consider that real equity when they're doing their underwriting? And hold on, because I have to hold my breath.
So it's not so much it's equity. They definitely look at it as available for the capital. And what they're going to do is evaluate it in conjunction with everything else they're going to look at in the deal. So because PACE is going to add to the taxes, they want to see how does that impact the NOI, the net operating income. If you still have enough cushion with the PACE annual expense, there shouldn't be an issue because you're adding value to the building by putting in all these measures, right?
But don't they need a certain amount of equity from the borrower just to be not get classified?
Sure. So think about that scenario. Let's say we take that
70%. You talk so fast. You're terrific.
I'm trying to keep up with you, man.
You're terrific. I can't keep up with you. I left my Gatorade in the other room and I only had 72 coffees today. Let's talk about that later.
Let's get some Red Bulls in here. Okay.
You're the best. Oh, well, you should stay with the coffee. We wait the next half of the show.
How many coffees are we on today? Let's see who has who beat.
Okay. I had two before I left, then one at the first meeting. A second one, a third, oh, it's one, two, three, a fourth one at my next meeting. And then, of course, my standard one. So five today.
Okay.
But I don't know if any of them were doubles.
Yeah, I actually have you beat amazingly enough.
Are these baby cups?
Oh, what are you kidding me?
These are little trash cans of coffee.
Big boy cups.
These are big boy cups. But it's all with like that milk. What were we talking about? PACE today? Come on. So back to PACE
funding. So the scenario is as follows, right? What we were talking about is you would have some component of your CapEx included.
You've got to come back. This is your great guess.
This is fun.
It is.
So let's say you take that 70% financing from the bank and we get you 10% more. Sure, you're at 80. Well, guess what? You still have to put in 20%.
Right.
So there's still an equity requirement there. It's not like you're not putting anything, but you just reduced the amount from 30% to 20.
Oh, now I've got an even better question to
ask.
So I'm just going to have to talk technical real estate stuff. So when I get funding over a bank loan,
yes,
usually it's going to be at a higher interest rate.
Right.
So it's like in the 7 to 10% range, maybe even higher.
Try 12 to 15 for mezzanine financing.
What does this cost?
This is going to cost you under 7%.
Oh, Wanda, get ready for the high five, Wanda, because I'm going to do the high five again. One, two, three, high five. Thank you. That's Wanda's special effect. She loves doing that. So that's amazing.
So this is going to be
it half. It helps me lower my cost of capital.
And increase your return.
Say that again.
It's going to lower your cost of capital. It's going to increase your return.
Oh, my God. He's talking dirty. He's talking dirty. Hey, listen, we're up against the break. Can you stick and do another segment? Because I want to, like, do some examples. And we still don't know how to get a hold of you other than, like, flashing the bat signal up.
Let's do it.
All right.
We'll come back.
All right. Wanda, rock the house. We got us a spicy guest here. We're going to have some good times.